worldwide recommend it to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free Better Sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
A disappointing defeat for G.I. Joe, the military action figure that launched a revolution in the toy industry. No one made a bid Friday for the original prototype model during an auction in San Diego, even cutting the minimum bid from $600,000 to $250,000 failed to stir interest at the Comic-Con International Convention. The 11.5-inch figure, locked inside a glass case, was returned to the owner, Don Levine, who said he would entertain private offers for the next several days. It was in 1963 that Levine set out to develop a toy that would do for boys what rival Mattel's Barbie had done for girls 5 years earlier. The innovation for G.I. Joe was that he was movable and could be posed to crouch in backyard foxholes and tote toy weapons. It's the scene of chaos in Liberia's capital. Thousands of panicked residents have been streaming toward the center of Monrovia, fleeing explosions in the northwest fringes. Sources say there's fighting less than 3 miles from the city. Some people have bundles of clothes and rolled-up mattresses balanced on their heads. Others are pushing wheelbarrows. The new violence comes as rebels and the government of President Charles Taylor trade accusations over who is to blame for the crumbling ceasefire. The government accuses the rebels of attacking its positions, while rebels say Taylor's forces are pushing them into a corner. And the White House continues fighting back against charges President Bush misled the nation about Iraq's nuclear efforts. I'm John Russell, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public number.
Long-time friend, haven't seen this guy in 12 years.
Good old
Marty San. Martin Lucas, welcome to Travel World.
Glad you could join us here, Marty.
Hi, guys.
Marty just went on a recent fishing trip. Of course, there is no more expert on fishing and, of course, fishing journalism than Martin Lucas. He's got his own video production company. He puts together all kinds of shows that air on French television here in Canada. And they're all different fishing, you know. We have the Défi de la Chagan, which is a great big fishing
long
show.
Long time ago, that
well,
was.
Yeah, well.
It lives in memory. It's one of those historical memories that people watching television in Canada look back on and say, those were the days.
It shall never die.
So, professional video editing, videography, among others, the television shows that you do. So we figured who more qualified than to go on a fishing trip than Martin. And it's good to see you back here, of course.
Well, Marty, it's good to be back, man.
Marty's trying out a new look that I'm trying out. I'm still growing through the rocker phase with the old long hair and the electric guitar and everything.
And what phase is next on your agenda, Mr. Backus?
Oh, the biker gang.
So you're going to join me now.
Well, yeah, everything except for the tattoos, which I'm not sure how many you've got yet.
I don't have any tattoos.
I think it's going to be mandatory on the show that everyone has a Travel World tattoo right over their heart, right?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Heart or heart?
Which one? I don't know. Maybe both. Maybe both.
Could might be fun. I haven't seen the Travel World logo yet, so I don't know. I'll wait till I see it to see if I get in this.
Well, we'll just see how severe a tattoo it just might be, but we're not planning to tattoo ourselves. Marty, the trip you recently went on, when did you finally go? When did you get back?
Yeah, he was down in the state of Maine, and that was in the month of June, wasn't it?
That's it. June 15th through the 18th.
Ah, right after your birthday.
Bethel, Maine, which I had never heard of before.
It's just near the New Hampshire-Maine border.
Actually, yes. It's right near the border.
Oh, man, you must have had a great time out there.
We had a blast.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, definitely.
What makes this area of Maine so special? I was looking at some pictures and that it's really sort of unspoiled.
Actually, you're right, because on the way there, we drive through the White Mountain National Park, and it's truly amazing. The forest is just beautiful, and Bethel itself is just a picture-perfect town. I couldn't believe my eyes when I got there. I took like 600 pictures or something.
Some of which should appear on our website.
Definitely.
You have a digital camera that you brought with you today. Did you use your digital camera at that particular trip?
Yes. I used both, actually. Brought my SLR and my digital camera.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing some of that. Of course, some of the different pictures you took as a picture-perfect town. New England is full of towns which
beautiful
are
towns.
Gorgeous to see. We're looking forward to seeing what you got.
It was a bit unsettling, I might say, because when we got there, I was told that school was out, so there should have been children everywhere, but there was nobody. Mm. The city was virtually empty, and we walked there actually on the Tuesday afternoon, and everything was perfect. There was dogs sleeping like next to the road, and everything was so quiet, but so beautiful.
I didn't know you were a conspiracy theorist like us. Marty, welcome to the...
Well, we're discovering an awful lot of commonalities between us and Marty. We worship at the same shrine.
Well, shrine, yes. Not too far from Kennebunkport.
Yes, the First Unitarian Church of Kennebunkport, Maine. And you know what that abbreviates to, Marty.
Uh-huh. Speaking of churches, I took a picture of a church that was for sale over there. That was really odd to see.
I think we'll all be calling him up after to see how much they want for his...
And when God finally moves out and sells his house, he's moving to southern climates where it's more warm.
Yes, he's getting ready.
The place will really be God-forsaken, won't it?
Yes, when they deconsecrate that church, then you can officially say it is a God-forsaken place. Yes. But I think Bethel is really one of those quintessential New England towns with
the quintessential, yes.
picture perfect, as you say, with the white picket fences.
Oh, and definitely, and a lot of American flags.
But no children.
If somebody gives you directions and say make a right at the next at the second American flag, you're in trouble because there's American flags everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome, though.
Yeah,
they're a patriotic community.
Definitely.
How far from the town do you have to go to get some great fishing?
Not far, actually. About a 5-10 minute drive atop that where they took us. They took us at, they call it the Gilead, I think, on the river. And it was truly amazing. The spot was perfect. And I got to thank our guides, Bill Pierce and Don Kleiner, from the Maine Inland and Fisheries Department. And they were really upset because we didn't get to catch any fish.
Oh.
But we had a great time fishing. And I was telling Bill, you know, don't mind that if you don't catch any fish. It's the journey that counts.
It's the experience of being outdoors and in communing with nature.
And the other journalists that were with us got, because we had a big group, I think we were 16 journalists there, and some of them were taken by boats. They were drifting. They were taken upstream, and then they drifted down the river, and they were fishing on the way down. And these people caught a lot of fish. So don't worry, people. There's a lot of fish in there.
What is the water like? Is it calm? Is it rushing?
It's very, very rushy. It's very rapid. It's a rapid river. Oh, yeah. And especially now, the water level is... it's probably... Bill told me that the reason why we didn't catch that many fish is because the water level is too... Actually, it was too high right now.
Okay.
And a funny thing about this river is that it used to be amongst the most polluted in the United States.
Oh, wow.
It was really... I think it was in the top 10, and they did a lot of work to fix that.
There were a lot of pulp and paper mills in
exactly,
that area.
Exactly. The river used to be used for log drives, so you know that totally messes up a river, and they totally cleaned it up. It's almost near drinkable now.
Oh,
I was advised against drinking it because I wanted to try it, but Bill said, I wouldn't try that.
Maybe in a few
years, but it's getting there, and the water is crystal clear.
That's amazing.
And the fish are great, actually.
What type of fish could you expect to catch if you did catch some fish?
Oh, you can catch some brook trout, some landlocked salmon. There's a brown trout. I was told there's some bass as well, and it's pretty amazing to find bass in there.
Now, Marty, part of the other thing there, you talked about drinkable water, and one of my favorite things about going north of Montreal, a place called Lanaudière, which I look forward to, Lac Toro, you see the map up there, of course, that water is drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
It is that clean. It's that much of a reservoir. So you mentioned that they've done a lot of work cleaning this up. And now, what's the trees and the vegetation like in the area? Is it fairly barren with marsh, or is there lots of trees and leaves and so on?
I didn't get to see a lot of marshes, actually. We did go on a wildlife safari with our Tom and Marcy White, the innkeepers at the Prodigal Inn, and they took us to see some moose. And I got a little story to tell you a little later on about that. But there's a lot of marshes, but there's also a lot of like thick woods around the river. Yeah.
Now, how far from your actual hotel? Where exactly did you stay when you were there?
We stayed at the Prodigal Inn. It's called the Prodigal Inn and Gallery because Tom White is also a sculptor, an amazing sculptor, I must say.
Wow.
And I really got to thank them because our stay would not have been the same without them. They really took good care of us, and they drove us everywhere, and we had a lot of fun with them.
How many rooms do they have there?
Actually, they just added two more, but I think they have like seven, like, it escapes me now. I think they have like five or six or seven rooms, but they're really big rooms. They're suites, actually.
Now, is it like a hotel or is it like a bed
it's
and breakfast?
It's a bed and,
oh,
bed and
breakfast.
Oh, that's
nice.
Yes.
That's
you get to meet
house.
The people, you know the people, and they'll get you really in tune with what's going on.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I, even more so in New England than anywhere else when you go to New England, a bed and breakfast. Oh.
Exactly. And one thing that made this so special to me is that they have a big family. They have five mm-hmm. children, and they all the older children are spread out across the United States, and everybody was there for that week.
Really?
So we got to see everybody. They have a son, Caleb, was in the army, and he was in Baghdad, actually, and he got back, and he was there, and their daughters, Audra and Paige. Paige actually was totally happy to see us because she just got back from France.
Oh, yeah.
And she could speak French, so
oh,
we spoke French to her. We had a lot of good times with her speaking
French.
So
did you share your French tongue with her?
No, actually.
Well, we got to ask these kinds of questions.
Oh, yes, that's because you're an inquisitive journalist mm-hmm. on the Travel World Radio Show.
Where minds want to know.
That's for sure.
There are many people.
Coming up on a break here on the Travel World Radio
Quarter
Show.
Quarter past the hour. Stay listening to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Willem Backus. Stay tuned. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
Imagine
across America via satellite. The hell is a banshee?
With a reverse calorie diet, it's possible. Every kind of meat food,
Travel World Radio Show.
Your liver, spleen, and stomach have to work to complete digestion. For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require only 25 calories to complete digestion. But a reverse calorie food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on reverse calorie foods have resulted in amazing weight losses. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost a whopping 256 pounds in just over 1 year. Our easy-to-follow guide reveals more than 100 secret foods that naturally burn fat from your body. To order the reverse calorie diet risk-free for just $19.95, call 1-800-811-5878. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-811-5878. That's 1-800-811-5878.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclays Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclays Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Miss Taylor, come on. Let me get those groceries from
you. Oh, hi, David. Yes, it'll be a big help there.
Okay. Whoa, these are heavy.
Listen, how's the landlord business?
Oh, pretty good.
Did you rent the apartment next door yet?
No, not yet, Miss Haley, no. Oh, some guy came by today to look at it, but, you know, I didn't even show it to him.
Oh, why not?
Well, come on, he was a brother.
Well, why wouldn't you rent to your brother?
No, a brother, you know, colored, black guy.
Excuse me?
No, don't worry. No, I told him somebody else put down a deposit. It happens all the time. I figured you went on one of them living next door. You know what I mean.
No, David. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Special guest in studio, Martin Lucas, the man himself, award-winning television producer. And he went on a fishing trip to Maine.
Yes, I did.
And you had a lot of fun down there talking about Bethel, Maine, right near the New Hampshire-Maine border and one of the cleaned-up rivers. Mm-hmm. What was the actual name of the river?
It's called the Androscoggin River.
Androscoggin River.
Yeah.
How long does it run, like from source to...
That's a very good question.
Had those notes
I don't know, because it takes source in New Hampshire, actually, in the lake. Oh my God, I have it written here.
Oh, Lake Marshy Swampy?
Lake Marshy Swampy, yes.
No, but it takes roots in the in New Hampshire. And as you said before, it runs through a lot of paper mill towns. And that's why it was so polluted.
Right.
They had to do a major cleanup of that river.
They did a great time. Now, did you actually take your boat, go up and down the river? Did you stand in one spot?
No, actually, but my companion, Dawn, she that came with me, she got to ride. Yeah, she got to ride.
Tell me about this companion, Dawn.
Let's not.
For the listeners, because they say it's radio, we have to spell how is Dawn spelled, because some people may be getting
it's D-A-W-N.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Which is,
listeners worry
there. It's really funny because Dawn, D-A-W-N, yes. On the first day got to fish inside a canoe, and I'm not a big fan of canoes, by the way, you know, due to my size, and I don't like the tip factor.
This is the same guy who stands up in a rowboat with a camera.
Yeah, but it's different. You know, canoes are just
they move a little bit.
Boating safety with Martin Lucas,
on the first day, Don actually got to ride with Don yes. Kleiner from the Inland Fisheries, and they were in the canoe, and they tried fishing from the canoe. Still no success.
So one was
fish.
Don, the other one was Don Ho. Yeah.
Yeah. The Don Hour continues.
So they still didn't manage to catch any fish. I'll never forget that postcard I sent you from Jacksonville.
Which one was that?
The one that... was it? No, it was... L.A. When LA. We went out to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That little postcard.
It was an interesting postcard.
You were here.
Mm-hmm. Good day with fishes.
Yeah, seeing that postcard, I wish I was there too.
Yeah.
You were also telling us about this great place to stay when you were there too, the Prodigal Inn.
Oh, yeah. Tom and Marcy White, they're just amazing people. And like I said, what made it so special is that the whole family was there, and they really took us as part of the family. I swear to God, we just made friends for life from Maine. And I'm planning on going back this summer, actually.
Part of your family?
Them.
So they screamed at you to come downstairs?
No,
Clean up your room.
Marcy is just so nice and sweet, and all the children are very nice, and they made s'mores for us, you know, by the fire pit, and
that's good.
And it was the first time in my life that we actually got to eat multiple course breakfasts. Totally
now
blew
that's
me away.
Cool. The food in a bed and breakfast.
Totally,
we'll be talking about
away.
Where I stayed, Neil de la Madeleine too, and multiple courses there. Yeah, bed and breakfast places too.
Gourmet
stay.
Breakfast. Mm.
Tell me about it, Marty.
Oh, my God.
Give us an example of one day's breakfast.
One day's breakfast. Let's see. The first day, we had an entree, I think, of fresh fruit with whipped cream and maple syrup in them. And then, mouth-watering just thinking about it. And then
Dawn
after
and
that,
maple syrup. Dawn and whipped cream. Go on.
Hey,
yeah, right,
stop
that. Was in the gutter, yes.
And then after that, there was some kind of crepe with bacon in it and sausage and potatoes, and oh my God, we just I was on a diet before I went there, you know. I just decided to stop the diet while I was there because it would not have worked.
Yeah, well, of course, getting that kind of food. And that's typical of food in a bed and breakfast in, New England. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, so that
there's
was
a lot
Monday.
Of bed and breakfast there.
Oh,
a lot of them. A lot of inns.
Oh, a lot of inns in Maine.
Yeah, there was kind of a running gag saying if you live in Bethel, you're either a innkeeper or a fishing guide.
Yeah.
Because everybody we met either had an inn or was a fishing guide.
Okay, now tell us a bit more of the trip. Now, you arrived there, what was it, on a Thursday or Friday?
No, actually, we arrived on a Sunday night.
Oh.
And we got greeted by our lovely innkeepers, of mm-hmm. course, which they then toured the house for us. And they have like this huge barn. I swear to God, I think it's 5 stories high.
Wow.
And they were telling us that they renovated completely the whole house. And when it came time to try to renovate the barn, people from the town were saying, don't do too much of that barn, you know, because a lot of boys and girls here got their first kiss. Because they used to have, like, you know, these weekly dances, you know, and people would go there and meet, and a lot of girls and boys got their first kiss in that barn.
So they installed hidden camera systems.
No, this is a money-making effort for the rest of the town.
No, I'm talking back in the olden days, you know.
Okay. Yes,
I know. So the people now, they kind of regard that barn as, you know, a place where a lot of
history. The renovations I put in.
Yeah.
A little wireless. A little satellite uplink.
Oh, you guys.
Attach it to the internet.
You guys.
I didn't have to raise taxes in Bethel last year. I wonder why. Yeah.
And then after that, we actually got to meet the organizer of the whole fam trip, uh-huh. who was Wendy Gray from Gray Marketing, uh-huh. who was really nice. They took
no
us
kidding.
To
she,
the...
She calls it Gray Marketing?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Go on. The Gray Marketing.
Then we got to eat at the Sudbury Inn.
Mm-hmm.
We got greeted by the hosts, Bill and Nancy White. There's a lot of white people there.
Oh, yeah?
No, like family name White.
And, they all happen to be African-American.
No, unfortunately. the food was great, I swear to God. I ate so much, it's sickening.
Tell me.
Ugh.
You want to hear?
We had, I don't even remember the name of the food we had, like filet mignon and chicken a la something. And oh my God, it was too good to be true, I tell you.
And today we had pêche à la frog, and then we had frog à la pêche.
That's where I got to meet, actually, Bill Pierce from the Inland Department of Fisheries, who gave us a little presentation on the river, and he told us how we were going to proceed with the fishing and everything. And he got to give us our fishing license.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny because he grabbed the wrong pad of licenses. So he had the American Indian licenses. So then he started to make up like all these Indian names, and I got known as Dances with Lawyers. So
I thought it was going to be Dances with Strippers.
So I have in my possession now, I'm actually an American Indian if I want to go fish there.
Chief Poking Fire, yes.
He had to
Chief
sign
Running Bull.
He actually had to sign every license and saying...
That could be Chief Running Bull. Dances with Strippers.
But there's also so much more than just fishing. Like if you go with a family, they mentioned here that they have canoeing, mountain biking.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hiking, gym
hunting. And Bethel is really known as a ski town. There's a ski resort, Sunday River, and in the winter, it's jam-packed, apparently.
And a good Baptist church.
Yeah, the city's population just doubles and triples during the winter.
And when you're in the area, you're not too far down the road, I think Highway 2 from Farmington, where you can
yes, visit WKTJ.
99.5 with our friend Steve Bull at WKTJ down there. So you can drop by and see what's going
one
on.
One of our affiliates.
Down in the area. You can actually get more information, email address here, info@bethelmaine.com, and you can get all the information. I'm sure they'll be glad to send you a complete visitor's guide and all that information, not just on fishing, as we say, but all of the outdoor activities year-round, which go on in the Bethel, Maine area.
Indoor fishing?
Indoor fishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a press ski. They got to have indoor fishing.
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, we were secluded to our inn, I swear.
Uh-huh.
We didn't get to do any indoor fishing.
Now, what type of wildlife did you see on your wildlife safari?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a good
question. You saw the moose.
I saw, actually, there's another story about that. Tom, yes. Our host.
We got about 2 minutes, so that's the story we want to get from you.
The moose, yeah. Okay. Tom, our host, kept saying, you know, yeah, we'll make you see moose. You know, I'll take you to see moose. And during my life as a, you know, hunting and fishing television show producer, I've seen people say, I'll take you to see moose. Never, ever, ever happens.
Mm-hmm.
You stumble onto a moose sometimes and you get to film it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy actually took us out, and about half hour into the drive, we saw a moose on the side of the road who was drinking. He backed up the truck. I got out And my companion, Dawn, had never seen the moose that close. I made her get out of the truck. We approached it about 10 feet away. Uh-huh. And I took pictures, which I'll show you guys next time I come around. But it was just amazing. It's really humbling to be in the presence of such a big animal.
We can actually include one of those pictures in as a slide in Golden Retriever Park, because it's a movie that I made about my dog, Golden Retriever Park. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in the credits, it says, not in this film, the moose.
Oh. Sure. In the sequel, the moose will be there.
Sure.
Oh, it was a Monty Python joke, but go see the lovely lakes. But Marty San got the picture of the moose. So this moose was drinking, of course. If you feed him, what was it drinking? Was it drinking?
It was drinking water. It was actually in a marsh right beside the road.
Oh, wow.
And when they drink, they have to actually stand down on their, not elbows, but you know, they got to stand down because they can't reach.
They lean down. They lean down.
If they're not in the water, they
cannot
reach. So it's pretty. It's a pretty vulnerable position for a moose to be in. So he was really, really not afraid of us.
You told us that on the Canadian Quarter, it's not really a moose; it's a caribou. So. On the Canadian Quarter.
It is a caribou.
So, I'm just trying to imagine then what a moose would look like by comparison.
A moose is about as tall as a horse, mm-hmm. sometimes as big as a horse, mm-hmm. and it has big antlers, but they're large, as opposed to the caribou, where they're really tubular horns, you know.
Okay, so it's a huge, more kind of
it's
antler.
It's very big.
Well, Marty, sounds like you had a wonderful time out in Maine.
We had a blast.
Bethel, Maine. Info at BethelMaine.com to answer all of your questions about Bethel, Maine fishing and other outdoor activities year-round. When we come back after the break, we'll be talking more about great places to get away to this summer as part of the 99 Days of Summer on AM 990 The X, Ile de la Madeleine, the Magdalen Islands, and the Gulf of St. Lawrence, and then later Kathy Sudeikis, intergenerational travel, getting away with members of the family to make a memorable summertime travel experience.
Well, join us following the break. Martin Lucas, thank you once again for joining us on Travel World.
My
we hope to
guys.
Send you on another one. And it's good to see you again. Let's not make it 12 years before I see you next time around. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Networks Radio Network. Travel World Radio via satellite.
It's about 30 minutes after the hour.
And experience the biggest theme park and water park thrills in all of New England.
Come on, come on.
8 mega coasters include Superman Ride of Steel, ranked number 1 on the planet by Park World Magazine. Plus, enjoy great family rides, 2 kids areas, and more.
Come on, let's go.
Come on and cool off at the all-new Hurricane Harbor Water Park. It's bigger, better, and wetter than ever. Now twice the size with 10 new attractions, including awesome new speed slides, the first ever tornado power slide, and another monstrous wave pool, all free with theme park admission.
Bigger chills, bigger hills, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrills.
Save up to $12 with coupons from participating Subway restaurants. Now at Six Flags New England, open daily.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, and special guest in studio, the fish man himself, the man with a cam, Martin Lucas, TV executive producer extraordinaire, the man who took his best friend's girlfriend on a trip.
And lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like we were talking about Maine just before the break, and it's one of those restful, peaceful areas that you want to get away to in the summertime. And a couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go to an area where we were 5 years ago, 1998 originally.
Isle de La Madeleine, the Magdalene Islands in the Gulf of St. Lawrence.
And at the time, I mean, I really enjoyed that trip 5 years ago, and I said, I wonder if I'll ever be back, and had the opportunity to once again experience the tranquility. I think if you go out to the Magdalene Islands, which are about 40-minute flight east of the Gaspé Peninsula in Quebec, more around a five-hour ferry ride from Prince Edward Island.
5 hours?
Yeah, up to 5 hours, yeah, from Souris, Prince Edward Island. If you're,
well, it's worthwhile, but I mean, you'd better take Quebec Air if you want to really go.
Quebec Air Express. It's an old name in the aviation business in the Northeast, but new ownership. They resurrected the name. They have two planes, SF-340 turboprop, seat 33 people. I guess they took the advice that we gave out on the show when Teresa Reynolds was on from the Hartford Convention Bureau last September. She said, oh, you can find it all in downtown Hartford, so of course, they went shopping in downtown Hartford at State Street Bank and Trust on Goodwin Square and got two SF-340s for the bargain price of $3 million.
Everybody should listen to your guys.
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah, listen to us. Hey, you can't go wrong, right? We never steer you wrong.
Marty's in disbelief right now. Marty's still in shock about the time back in 1990 when we actually sent this cute young television reporter out his way for an interview. And we said, beware of Mr. Lucas. Mr. Lucas, this woman was so nervous.
So scared. And then she found out Marty is just a teddy bear.
Yeah.
You can get Quebec Air Express fares one way. You don't have to buy them as a round trip or reserve 3 weeks in advance to get a good fare. If you're already up here in Montreal or Quebec City or along the Gaspé Peninsula, Mont-Joli or Gaspé, you can fly for as low as $58 before tax to go from Gaspé to the Magdalene Islands. They have flights operating daily except Saturday. Saturday flight is Montreal, Quebec City, and into the Magdalene Islands. So it's a little faster if you're coming from Montreal or Quebec City. From Montreal, you're looking at $109 as the fare's beginning point before tax. And you get snack service on board with homemade muffins and local brand of potato chips and beverages. And they're all leather seating, one and two seating. They actually recline a bit, plenty of legroom. And the flight attendants are dressed in retro uniforms of 1950s, 60s with the caps and the silk scarves. So it brings back sort of an air of elegance. Today, air travel is like taking the bus, but I mean, taking Quebec Air Express, they put the service back into taking a flight. There's a small company, as I say, two planes, 80 employees, but they're trying hard to get the business. They have a route along the north shore of Quebec, up as far as Sept-Îles, then along into Blanc-Sablon, along the north shore, making several stops along the north shore, and the other route along the south shore of the St. Lawrence River, and looking to expand over the coming months and years to other points in Quebec.
Now, your own particular route from Île-de-la-Madeleine back to Montreal took you along how many stops?
It stopped three times, Gaspé, Montjoly, and Quebec City. That added about 1 hour extra to the time, and I have to say, yeah, I had to put a lot of confidence in the pilots. They really knew what they were doing. We were coming into Montreal a couple of weeks ago, and it was a thunderstorm, and we were coming in on final approach, and did that plane buck and got into some severe weather. They aborted the landing, circled the city, came on the intercom and said, hey, we're going to make another try. Everything's positive. We're going to make another try in around 10, 15 minutes. And around 5 minutes, he turned around, came back in, and it was pouring rain, but he brought that plane in safe and sound and very smoothly.
Well, that takes a skilled pilot to actually not only that, but to recognize when, you know, we better not attempt a landing.
Yeah, they don't want to do something foolish. So, but as soon as we stepped off the plane in the Magdalen Islands, hey, this is, everyone just got off that plane there, and you could tell looking at the 15, 20 other people who were on the plane, hey, they were decompressing, they were relaxing for the moment they got off the plane.
Well, it's the same thing as when we got there in 1998. Magdalen Islands lends itself to relaxation and decompression.
Oh, you can do anything or everything, just all geared to relaxing. Ride a bike, take a long walk on these beautiful sand beaches.
Short pier?
I was going to say that.
they suggest that I do that frequently.
You can take a tour of the lagoon, which we did a few years ago as well, but that's still going strong. Pontoon boat two-hour tour in the lagoon, where you can visit, see the seals and
the whales.
Do they have whales? Yeah, at certain times of the year. Certain times of the year.
Whale watching, you
can go out on a Zodiac out to Île d'Entrée, Entry Island, which you were renaming it a few years ago.
Oh, I called it Île Galganov, right?
Yes.
110, yeah, that's where all the Anglophones are kept.
Okay.
Yeah. And 110 people, two last names.
Mm-hmm. The water.
Delaney and Turbid.
Yeah, DJ Turbid still has his show going strong three times a week. And right now he's playing at the Royal Canadian Legion Hall, his show where he combines music and folklore and poetry into a ode to the sea. If you really want to get to know sort of the area and get to know more about the history of the Musée de la Mer, the Museum of the Sea, is at the southern tip of the islands. Mm-hmm. Looks at shipwrecks and navigation systems, the evolution of the fishing industry, and it's in a little town area called La Grave, which is a collection of shops and handicraft centers and cafes and the little town of Havre-Aubert. This time stayed at a bed and breakfast. We're talking about bed and breakfast in New England.
Right.
And breakfasts are the main thing that they serve at the B&B Au Refugié. It's just four rooms. It's actually a refugee from Montreal, Daniel Therrien. Mm-hmm. On his business card, he calls himself the Director of Paradise. And there's four rooms and all done in different style, different colors. And you don't hear anything. You open your windows and you get a cross breeze, and it's so peaceful and quiet.
Right.
You get up in the morning, it's 3-4 courses, things like grapefruit that is put in the oven with a marmalade glaze, sort of baked grapefruit with marmalade glaze. He had lobster quiche, he had chocolate crepes, he had Italian eggs, he had a mixture of different cheeses with mushrooms that he fried up into, it was just tasty, freshly squeezed orange juice, freshly squeezed mixed juices with apple and cranberry.
It's the fresh squeezed juice, which is particularly nice when you go into these different places. And B&Bs, they put that extra little effort into the kind of breakfast that you're going
to
have.
It would take over an hour to eat breakfast. It'd be another course.
Course.
You'd have grapefruit and pineapple with cheese topping. It was like every different way to do fresh fruits and eggs. Oh, breakfast was his main meal, and you'd have a good hour. He had cereals there. He said, you don't want cereals unless you're kind of like, don't want to try anything different or new. And so I said, no, I'd rather try these great breakfasts at the B&B Au Refugié.
Did they still have that little fish smokehouse on the islands?
Oh, yes. You could go see where they used to do the smoked herring, which was a big product up until around 20 years ago. A lot of the herring, they used to pack it up and send it down to the Caribbean. And that's still there. You can visit the old recreated village there, what they call Village d'Antin, which is more a heritage village. That is there. You can get a tour. You can go to the Sealing Museum, a beautiful sandy beaches out at Old Harry, which is at the north end of the islands.
S-E-A-L, seals, as in animals, not ceiling, as in the roof of a room.
Right. The seals are very that's their area. You can go out in the wintertime and fly out on helicopters and watch them do the sealing.
Did they have that glass bottom boat there as well?
Yeah, the pontoon boat. That's the lagoon tour.
That is the pontoon
boat. Yeah, where they show you as well how they fish for scallops and clams and lobsters. You get a real insight into the local fishing industry.
That was an interesting tour.
And some great restaurants. You don't have a bad meal when you go to the Magdalen Islands. There are a number of participating restaurants in what they call the Bon Goût Frais des Îles, the good fresh taste of the islands. And you have La Mer Haute and Havre Aubert on the southern tip, where you have sea scallops. And they actually do very innovative dishes with seal meat. La Petite Bay and Havre aux Maisons, the central area, where the local specialty is the pot au pot, which we had the last time, and I really enjoyed it. So I had to have it again on this visit, which is like a casserole with potatoes and scallops and crab and lobster. Good. And probably it's billed as the number one gourmet restaurant on the islands is La Table des Rois, which is open for dinner Monday to Saturday at as of 6 p.m. with this quiet, elegant farmhouse. It's overseen by the owner, Joanne Vigneault, and it seats only around 25 people. And people, when they go to eat in the Magdalen Islands, hey, they go and it's an event. And people who would find out they're from neighborhoods nearby in Montreal or Toronto or wherever they're coming from, they start talking to each other at their tables. It's like a whole down-home family atmosphere. They are relaxing. Probably the tenderest beef I've had in a long, long time at La Table des Rois. And also they serve a beautiful bouillabaisse, which is a large bowl with
bouillabaisse.
Yes,
nice soup.
Yes, it's you actually make it yourself. It comes with the lobster and the crabs and the clam and the scallops. You take it out of the shell, mix it all up in their delectable sauce, and make it to yourself. Good. So some things I didn't try. I'm not about as adventurous to go out in the sea kayak or the horseback riding on the beach. Kayak. It's like a kayak. You go out on the shoreline of the coast to look at the caves. They have cliffs and rock formations. You can actually take a tour. The Excursion de la Mer company has tours out there. I mean, there's just so much to see and do, but all on a relaxed pace. And you can call Tourism Ile de la Madeleine 1-877-624-4437 on the internet at www.tourismiledelamadeleine.com. And the number for Quebec Air Express, the way to get to the Magdalen Islands, is 877-871-6500, quebecairexpress.com.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, and we're coming to you live, Willem and Steve.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World Radio Show.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
When you need to take legal action, knowing your rights is essential. Hello, I'm attorney Tim Moynihan of Moynihan, Manila, Broderick, and Tyndall. Offices in Waterbury, Plainville, and Hartford. 1-800-473-2889. Call in your legal questions to Law Talk, hosted by attorney Greg Granger, every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. If you have a personal injury or any other legal need, please call us and visit us at MoynihanLawFirm.com.
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away super-duper stomachizer.
Come on now, you know that's not how it works. There's no magic formula, and a couple of training sessions won't miraculously make you fit. That's why we at the Training Edge Fitness Center create personal training programs and give you the guidance and support to achieve your long-term fitness goals. See yourself as you can be. Go ahead, make it happen. Change your life at the Training Edge Fitness Center. We give you the edge. Call 747-3599.
I'm not stupid.
I'm not lazy.
I'm not slow.
I'm not distracted.
I'm not unfocused.
I'm not dumb.
Kids with learning difficulties are not what they appear to be. In fact, a lot of these kids are smart. They just learn differently. Today, there are millions of kids with learning difficulties, and they're struggling in school. If you're the parent of a child who's struggling to learn, the more you learn, the better off your child will be. If you act now and get proper help, your child can do well in school and in life. So if you think that there's something wrong, do something right. Now, get help. For free information, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now, because your child wants you to remember just one thing.
I'm smart.
A message from the Advertising Council and the CCLD.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Bickford. Special guest in studio, Martin Lucas, executive television producer extraordinaire. And we have online with us special guest, Kathy Sudeikis. Welcome to the Travel World Radio Show.
Glad to have you once again on Travel World, Kathy.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Now, you're vice president of ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents. And
I am.
Your association has done a recent survey sponsored by ASTA and Vacation.com, a travel services marketing company that shows families from all over the world are showing increased interest in catching up with loved ones and creating new family memories. And you're a specialist in intergenerational family travel. Tell us more about how that trend is progressing in the travel industry.
Well, it's definitely been a reality that people want to reconnect with family and friends and just go back to those strong ties and the good things they remembered when they were children and their first cousins and their friends from grammar school. So not only family reunions, but class reunions and all of those kinds of things are just growing in leaps and bounds. And the intergenerational travel is about the grandparents celebrating maybe a 75th birthday or a 50th wedding anniversary and taking the entire family, their children and their children's children and the various assorted grandchildren that might be involved. It's lots of fun, and it's everyone seems to be really interested in doing that.
What are some of the more popular places or events or things that people like to do on these trips?
Well, there's no question that one of the most effective ways to take a trip where everyone can still have something to do and not have a logistical nightmare on your hands is to take a cruise. Because, again, there's something that every age group would love, and the grandparents get to assess the grandchildren's white dinner manners and expose them to Vichy slaw and escargot and things like that. And that doesn't happen in this day and age with families working and moving so quickly and kids so overscheduled. But it doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense for grandparents to go and visit families in their hometowns. So they take them away and do this kind of a vacation. And the best thing about a cruise is, as I said, there's something for everyone to do in the daytime, but you come down and have a sit around a table and show and tell over the evening meal, and you don't have to worry about dinner reservations. There are lots of places you could go, but planning dinner for 18 or 20 people come 7, 8, or 9 o'clock at night can really be a logistical nightmare, and that's all taken care of on a cruise.
And all the people can come in from their different points across the United States and Canada and join up in this one locale and board that ship. This is another popular way. Is also the all-inclusive resort, because people don't have to start figuring out what are they going to do or where are they going to eat.
That's exactly right. You know, and that's part of the reason you use a travel agent, is because you let the travel agent do the heavy lifting in terms of planning these kinds of things. You pick the date, which is often a really tough issue as well. And I have some recommendations about that as well.
Yeah, so I mean, getting everyone together to plan that particular time of the year, they should start planning well in advance to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Well, definitely well in advance. And if you are celebrating any kind of a special event, it's my recommendation, being the eldest of seven siblings and having done some of these family events, is that you need to pick a date that really includes the actual anniversary or birthday, so that you can't be accused of choosing a time that works better for your family than another family.
Right.
So July 19th is grandfather's actual birthday. The trip should have July 19th in it on one end, somewhere in there, so that it's really about picking that date, not an arbitrary date. And, you know, another reason a travel agent really needs to, can be a real assistance in this whole thing, is that we can do some things that the siblings can't do with each other. We are certainly able to be the unbiased third party who becomes the lightning rod when there are squabbles about what's getting done. And we can also be the one to sort of cajole the late planners and get them on the stick and get them going. And the biggest message is the harshest message, is that when all the kids are complaining that the date's not right for them and the schedules are terrible, and we're the one that can say to them, look, kids, if the worst happens, you will all drop every soccer game, every football game, every band practice, and everything to be there. So why not be there for an opportunity to create and share some very special family memories rather than whining about the dates?
That's a very good point. My own parents finished celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and it's, you know, you've got to make time for these kinds of special family gatherings.
Yeah, and it's not easy, because everyone does have things. And, you know, I've had I've had a lot of occasions where the plans are all set and everyone's all set to go, and someone's sports team is a bad news bear team, always in last place, but don't you know, this year they made it to the finals.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out how to get father and son to the first port, or to the place where everyone else is driving to, if it was to be a land-based family reunion. But you have to be able to help with those last-minute emergency kinds of things as well.
Well, there's always a reason why not to do something. I mean, people will come up with 110,000 excuses. You know, you got to wax your cat. You got to take your dog to the vet. It's fall ratings, even though it's June.
We've heard every excuse in the book. But sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and say, hey, we've got to make time. Our family will not be all together as one forever. And sit down and say, hey, we want to make those memories, and sit down with your travel agent and say, what are some areas of interest? Maybe we have shared some common interests. What would be maybe the easiest logistically to get those people in from different parts of the country? And that is where a good travel agent can be of service to sort of help you plan those details. A lot of people don't think, well, you know, somebody's in like Albuquerque, another person in Juneau, and another person up in Yellowknife, and how are we going to get them all there? And sometimes by looking at where those people are coming from, you get a good idea of maybe what would work best from a logistical standpoint.
Yeah, that's what I call the heavy lifting. You know, somebody could do it in the family, but it'll be a nightmare for them. And this is what we do. I mean, there's things like deposits that need to be met, and again, the siblings can't necessarily say this to each other. You know, it's there's the straggler, and there's the baby of the family who doesn't do it exactly right, and then there's Madam Full Charge, which is what they've always called me in my family.
Oh, yeah.
If I said these things, I'd be in trouble with them.
How can we always got to do it your way? No, I mean, I know what it's like as well. I mean, you've got the families where there's always one person there who lives by the motto of why do it the easy way when there's a hard way to it. And
there's always somebody like Uncle Know-It-All who has all the answers. customers who, you know, somebody told them it was like $3 cheaper on the internet, but it'll take them like 6 hours of extra work to do it. Yeah. No, so I think it's, yeah, that's perfectly good advice, is to sit down and have your travel agent. It is worth it to sit down and have a true professional help you plan what's best for you and your family. And you can also, you know, pick their brains as to what has worked for others of their clientele. You can learn from other people's good and bad experiences.
Absolutely, and you can possibly get group discounts that you can't get as one-offs by doing it individually on the internet and things like that. So, you know, we feel good about this, and we know that it's a phenomenon that is having travel agents busy all over the country, and we thought we ought to get in the market of telling people that you know, it takes some planning, and we're here to help you.
No, that's very good advice. Kathy Sudeikis, Vice President of the American Society of Travel Agents, with that tip to start, you know, use the resources of your local travel agent to sit down and plan a memorable vacation and bring your family together for some happy memories. Thanks for joining us today on Travel World, Kathy.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
Great to have you with us. And of course, if you're looking for something to happen July 25th, 26th, and 27th, downtown Brattleboro, Interstate 91, Exit 2. So just a short drive up the interstate from Southington. Hey, Tropical Village Days and Island Fest, the third annual, brings the sounds and fun of the Caribbean to downtown Brattleboro.
And some
of the
Tropical Village, it reminds me of Tropical Fish, and that always... Fish always reminds me of Marty.
Oh, yes, can't hear. So maybe they have some tropical fish there, but you can also do some downtown shopping and walk along Main Street and take in some of the crafts and
Latches
shops.
Hotel.
And, oh, yeah. Bacchus and the Wood Nymphs.
Yes.
You can see Bacchus and the Wood Nymphs in the Latches Theater, a Art Deco masterpiece.
Knew you'd remember
that. There's always a connection. Hey, everyone is connected. Hey, it's always a nebulous connection here on Travel World. I think my research last week, we were at Lake George and the Fort William Henry Hotel. One of the first owners of the hotel was a Daniel Gale. My research shows that he was the great-grandfather of Barden Gale. Barden Gale married Flavia Morrison, and you always remember the first PR person who buys you lunch, right? So, hey, everyone's connected. Hey, connect all the circles. Hey, we're the stupid nebulous connection guys here on Travel.
That's us. Now, Marty, I want to thank you for appearing on our show.
It was a pleasure.
And it's good to see you again after all these years.
Great, you can make it, Marty.
Good to see you guys. Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS.
The world is produced in Montreal by the Masker Marketing Company.
Exact news, exact weather, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Another symbol of the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein in the town of Tikrit. With more on the story, here's correspondent Steve Hurst.
12 pounds of plastic explosives issued a thunderous explosion as the U.S. military toppled a 30-foot bronze statue of Saddam Hussein from its perch overlooking the dictator's hometown. Rashawn Richardson of the 555th Combat Engineering Brigade.